You're listening to Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. It is now time for Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home, brought to you in part by Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Arvest Bank, and Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. Now, live from the hangar calling the play-by-play, here is Matt Sharp.
Thank you very much, Joe Shipman, and a good evening, everyone, from the campus, from Bomber Gymnasium on the campus of Mountain Home High School Career Academies. We are glad to bring you tonight's doubleheader of Mountain Home Bomber Basketball, as this is the very first day of the annual First Arkansas Bail Bonds Tournament here on the Mountain Home High School campus. And we're going to actually start a little different this time as we start with the boys game, the boys portion of our doubleheader. We welcome you into the Bombers pregame show. This Mountain Home team is coming into this game with a record of 5 wins and 4 losses. The Bombers are coming on actually in with a 2-game winning streak. The Mountain Home High School boys' last game was actually 6 nights ago over at Siloam Springs. The Bombers defeated the Panthers by a score of 49-33 in that game. Good win, good road win for Mountain Home. That was actually their last road game of the 2019 calendar year. Their next road game won't come until conference play begins. As for this Hamburg team, they are currently 4-4 on the season. This is actually their first tournament of the year. They actually started the year a little bit late because of football. The Lions did fairly well in the postseason, and so they one of the tournaments they were scheduled to be in, though, they weren't able to participate in. So this is a Hamburg team that's not to be taken lightly. They're currently 4-4 on the season, so record's fairly similar to what Mountain Home currently has. We'll take a break. We'll come back and check our starting lineup in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Hamburg here from the First Arkansas Bail Bonds Tournament at Bomber Gymnasium. We'll check those lineups in just a moment. You're listening to the Bombers pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their 3 highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
We welcome you back to the Bombers pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mountain Home is getting ready to take on Hamburg here in the opening round of the First Arkansas Bail Bonds Tournament on the boys' side. I do want to tell you what else has been going on. There's been a couple other boys' games that have been played already. The first game here at the hangar was won by Flippin. They needed overtime to do it. They'd actually had a pretty sizable lead on Clarendon. The Lions came back and tied it up, forced overtime. But the Bobcats were able to hang on today to get the victory 53-51. Flippin's next opponent tomorrow night will be Farmington. The Cardinals actually played their first game over on the junior high campus and picked up a 20-point win over Paragould. So the Rams will be facing Clarendon in the consolation side of the brackets tomorrow. Over on the girls' side, we've had one game played here at the hangar so far, and that was Mercerville was invoked in that game as Farmington beat up on Highland 69-36. So Farmington will play in the semifinals tomorrow. The Lady Rebels will move to the consolation side of the bracket. Who they're playing at, I don't know. That'll be the last game of the over at the junior high campus tonight between Rogers and Paragould. And the other girls' game, I haven't heard a score yet because they start about the same time Farmington and Highland did, and that was between Harbor from Springdale and Watson Chapel. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for both these teams. We'll start with Hamburg first. They're in their road purples tonight with a record of 4-4 and coached by a seventh-year man, Matt Allison. Hamburg is actually the only place he has been at in his career. So they will be going with three seniors in their starting lineup, Trey Brown at 5'8", Kyron Smith at 6'4", and Nick Bridges at 6'1". Let me try that again. Trey Brown is 5'8", Nick Bridges at 6'1", and Jaron West at 6'2". Kyron Smith is actually a 6'4 junior, and James Jones is also a junior. He rounds out the starting lineup standing at 6'4". Mountain Home in their home whites tonight, coached by Josh Fulcher. Again, their record is 5-4. They're switching their starting lineup tonight just a little bit, as they will be going with two seniors, actually, Satch Harris at 5'11 and Abe Crawford at 6', and three juniors, Wyatt Gilbert at 5'11, Matt Jones at 6'5, and entering the starting lineup tonight is Jake McGee. Dawson Tabor will be coming off the bench later on in this contest. Well, that's going to wrap up the Bombers pregame show. We'll come back and get this game tipped off in just a moment. It is Mountain Home and Hamburg coming up next in the first Arkansas Bell Bonds tournament. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, I'm Jack with RVS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, Arvest is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust Arvest. Watch me attempt more goals at arvest.com/experts.